Proclamation number 3758 of 2nd of May, 1946. Lively activity of the light beings before the remodeling. It is a process of utmost importance which is taking place in the universe due to the transformation of Earth, which the spiritual world is also following attentively, for the activity of the spiritual beings of light has become extremely active due to this forthcoming upheaval, and it will enter a completely different stage after it. I.e., the connection of the spiritual world with the earthly world will proceed unhindered. People will always and constantly be able to enter the bridges to the spiritual kingdom and be taught uninterruptedly directly. And it is the light beings' endeavor to gain souls even before the transformation, because their great love wants to increase the degree of bliss which can subsequently be found on the new earth. All beings of light are assigned souls to take care of, yet winning them over and inducing them to purely spiritual striving is often exceedingly difficult if it is not even unsuccessful, i.e., if it fails due to the human being's will. It is not permissible to forcibly break the will and often impossible to win it over, and that is why the fate of the individual is also left to the beings of light. And their means consist of letting people get into predicaments in order to make their souls more compliant and receptive for their mental whisperings which are to change them. And thus the beings of light only ever carry out God's will, for their aim is the winning of individual souls for the kingdom of God. There is only a short time left until the end, therefore the work of the spiritual beings is exceedingly brisk. For in their state of light they recognize the great spiritual adversity, and they also know about the effect of it. They know what is in store for Earth and all creations on it, and they seek to save what does not resist their help. All spiritual substances which are under God's will, which have become recipients of strength and light from God through love, participate in the final rescue action with utmost eagerness. And thus every individual soul is seized by its will of love and thus stimulated to change its will, partly through mental instructions, partly through adversity and tribulation, and finally through the general hardship which will still pass over the earth due to God's intervention. Every means of help will be used to increase the flock of his own and to still wrest from Satan before the end those souls which are still weak but not completely hardened. For the forthcoming upheaval, which signifies the end of the earth in its present form, is too immense for the spiritual world not to take part to a great extent, whose aim and striving is always and constantly the redemption of the unfree spiritual. And if people carelessly entrust themselves to the spiritual beings of light, they will only be able to derive advantages for their souls, for then they will be under the best protection, and spiritually and earthly they will be assisted by the beings of light who only carry out God's will, who likewise promises his protection and help to all those who faithfully entrust themselves to him. And therefore people need not fear anything, no matter what may come, as long as they believe and seek contact with God and with the beings of light, which are only the executors of divine will, which are recipients of strength and light from him and distribute them again to those who need and want to receive strength and light. You humans are constantly surrounded by these beings, and therefore you can constantly receive strength and light if your will strives for it. For the spiritual world takes the most active interest in the plight of the whole of humanity as well as of the individual and is always ready to help, because it is God's will that every human soul is under the care of spiritual beings and can make great use of this. For the time until the end is short, and every soul is offered the opportunity to still reach the highest possible maturity, which is why the beings of light are also exceptionally active in order to then be able to remain in constant contact on the new earth with those who, through their loving care, reach the degree of maturity which entitles them to become inhabitants of the paradise of the new earth. Amen.